flipping, flipping when I really get to clicking. But I'm looking for a sister to the bottom when I kiss her. If you want some, never mind. Just let me know.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Star Wars Report podcast. This episode of the Star Wars Report is brought to you by Sperry for an amazing selection of Star Wars shoes that are the stylish. The most stylish Star Wars shoes you could ever want. Check it out at StarWarsReport.com/Sperry. That's StarWarsReport.com/Sperry, S-P-E-R-R-Y. Hey guys, welcome back to the Star Wars Report podcast. This is episode 319. I'm your host, Riley Blanton. So glad you've joined us this week, this morning, this afternoon, this evening. Please delete as appropriate. It's the Star Wars Report podcast. It's the only podcast that talks about Star Wars. Isn't that right, Bruce?
That is so right.
We are the only... I've been waiting, Bruce, for someone to start a Star Wars podcast besides us, and it just won't happen.
Well,
come
it's
on,
weird
guys.
Because you think it's as like, popular as Star Wars is,
yeah,
you would think
you've got the new movies.
Podcast.
Yeah.
But there's only one.
Like, yeah, it's just weird. Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
It's weird. Well, maybe there's some out there. It's just we don't notice them.
It's not like we don't actually are part of a network of Star Wars podcasts. StarWarsReport.com. But no, welcome back, Bruce. Good to talk. When's the last time we podcasted together?
I'm starting to think it was when we were at Disney World.
I think it was.
Yeah. Was that only 2 weeks ago? It feels longer than that.
It feels way longer. It's because right now it's the 17th.
When were we there?
Yeah, and we were there over the weekend. Was it really over like February 1st? Bruce is pulling up the Google Calendar. Point is it feels like forever since we've been podcasting. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on, but it does.
We did the thing on the 27th of January.
So yeah, about 2.5 weeks. Yeah. So I guess the last show was when we recorded, and I published it later that week, and then we published another episode. So it's been two episodes, and just over 2 weeks, and that wasn't even really a show because it was just us, you know, hobnobbing and BSing about our experience at Secrets of the Empire.
That would have been like 3 shows ago, right? Where have I been?
2 shows ago. This is the 3rd show, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The last proper show we did has been like 3 weeks.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
That is so crazy.
It does not feel like it. But we're recording here in the Alpharetta NX studios of the Star Wars Report, a.k.a. Bruce's basement. I love this half of the room's posters.
Well, okay, here's the problem. So the posters on that side of the room are episodes 1 through 6.
Uh-huh.
And then this, we have episode 7 here. Episode 8's supposed to go here, but I'm thinking I can put, because the poster for episode 8's sitting over there. I just need to buy the frame.
Now, I don't want to distract you, because I do want to actually kind of dig into the studios here and as we begin our conversation, but just since it is an audio podcast...
Yes.
When he says over there, he's speaking of the wall across from us,
yes,
where we have the 6 saga film, film posters. And then across on the same wall where Bruce is comfortably reclining in his desk chair,
yes,
sitting across from the Google Calendar he just opened to double check the dates we last podcasted together, is the poster of The Force Awakens.
Right. And next to that will
we're painting a picture,
right,
a visual.
And next to that would be The Last Jedi. And then there's a window next to that, and then episode 9 would go next to the window. But right now,
episode 9's gonna have to. Sorry, JJ, but you're
well, yeah, because
the other Star
Trek
franchise
posters kind of took over this area because I started doing a live podcast on YouTube and I wanted these in the background. So I may be redoing this whole room.
Mm, yes, yes. So, more to come soon from the Alpharetta Annex Studios update. But has anything happened in the last couple weeks? That's what we did.
No.
The
what?
Trailer reaction.
Oh, we did do one. Yeah, that's it. I knew. I was like,
people have
been
screaming
something
at their.
You know why I didn't think about it? Because I was at work.
That's right. Yeah, because you called in for a brief moment at first.
Right. And my boss was on the other side of the wall banging on, like, get to work. Stop talking
about
the
Star
trailer.
Wars. Have you seen the trailer? So, we're finally back. And so we've had all the fallout of the trailer. It was very well received for the most part. I think it really did a lot to boost people's confidence in the film. Yeah. Now we're getting all kinds of updates. Like there's toy fairs going on this weekend. So I've seen some of like the toys coming out from it and all kinds of stuff. Oh, and then we also have... Star Wars Rebels. That's kind of the big thing. That's this weekend, right? As we're recording this?
It's this Monday.
That's right. It airs this Monday. It's currently the weekend. They just had a special screening out to Lucasfilm. I was checking my mail, and there must be like some kind of, you know, like a
invite.
I'm sure there was like some kind of issue with the mail this week, is what I was saying. Anyway, Star Wars Rebels is coming.
Because your invite showed up to my house, and
I
didn't go. But I saw two of our friends who were at the Star Wars VR thing with us. I don't remember what it's called.
Secrets of the Empire. That's the least subtle dig ever. But no, point being, Star Wars Rebels returns in a series of long form, like 90-minute episodes, right?
There's 7 episodes left. So this Monday, they'll show 2 episodes. The following Monday, 2 episodes. And then the last Monday, the third Monday, they'll show 3 episodes, equaling 90 minutes of airtime.
Okay. Okay, I like the packing it more in. Also, that totally reeks of, like, let's package this together and air it fast and get it done with.
It doesn't feel it like, sounds like the
network.
It.
It sounds like the networks is just kind of like getting it.
Why do you think they're doing that?
I think because they're getting it shuffled off quickly so that they can prepare and launch whatever the next one is.
Yeah, but the next one's not going to launch like in the next month or so.
No, but I bet it'll launch like over the summer or fall. Probably fall.
What do you think it's going to be about?
I have no idea.
Ahsoka lives.
Jeez. Oh, geez. So, they released the Bring Her Back. This is the Jedi Knight preview. I assume that's the title of the episode, which returns this Monday. They released a little clip of it. Let's take a listen.
It's one of those times I'm glad the Force is with you.
They're buckling up these cool little gliders to Zeb's speeder. See Kanan with his new funky haircut. I love the score here.
Go!
So we have these paragliders. Zeb saying, bring her back. That's not score, man.
That's nice, isn't it?
That is like one of the shortest heuristics to where I'm immediately like, all these episodes are going to be amazing. You know, there will not be a single flaw in the remainder of the Star Wars Rebels episodes.
And you know, this made me wonder why her Chopper will now be revealed to us now that the show's ending. Will they tell us who voiced Chopper?
I mean, they'll tell us that Dave Filoni voices Chopper? No. That will be the, what was his face? B.J. Hughes. Remember the B.J. Hughes Clone Wars thing, who voiced Jar Jar for like those one or two off episodes where Ahmed Best was out to lunch, I guess.
Yeah, that was weird.
Or something like that.
I should have got William Devereaux to do it.
I would pay so much money to watch that. So yeah, 7 episode run and a 3 episode 90 minute finale on March 5th. Man, that's coming up fast.
Yeah, because they're like you said, they're rushing them out.
Yeah, no, that's... Mm. Hey, guess what? The Void is coming to Vegas.
It is.
I am very... They weren't kidding around when they said that they're opening up a new location soon. That's awesome. So Star Wars Secrets of the Void scheduled to open early 18 to the Grand Canal Shops that connect the Venetian and the Palazzo Resorts. I don't know any Vegas stuff, but I assume that's good. I assume that's a prime spot, Bruce. You've been to Vegas.
Actually, I walked through those two resorts just a few weeks ago. And I've been to them before. But yeah, it's right down practically in the center of the strip.
Yeah. No, that's a great spot, and I'm glad to see it rolling out and improving. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention on the last story, the Star Wars Rebels. Have I talked on the show about my embrace of Rebels?
Have you seen Rebels?
I have now. I finally caught up.
Actually, from what I'm thinking about it, what I remember about you and Rebels is you watched season one and you're like okay with it. And
yeah.
Season two came
and
you
mine
didn't
was blown.
Like it.
No. Season two was the one with Ahsoka at the end, and that's when I was like, oh, this is. Or was that season three? I'm thinking of.
Oh, no, you're right. Season two.
Season two was the
three.
Ahsoka. It was season three that just like, not good.
How many seasons are there?
This is the fourth and final season.
So now you've come around again.
And so now I've come around again because the first half of season four that aired is really good. There isn't like a single episode where I finished feeling, asking the question why this was made. Which happened with a few episodes in season three. There's this sort of caveat of like Star Wars is Star Wars, and I'm going to be interested in it no matter what. But season three totally fell short of the incredibly high bar they set for themselves with the ending of season two and the Maul arc.
Yeah.
And I mean, even the highlight to me of season three was the Obi-Wan Maul episode. And by the Obi-Wan Maul episodes, that means like 90 seconds. Because that's the only parts of the episodes they were in. Everything else
you don't
was
like Ezra
wandering around in the desert for 19 minutes before you get to. No, I don't. Well, and that's because I don't mind that if it were a hour long episode, right? But it was a great moment that was so sad that there wasn't more build up and more do to those characters, because there's something about. I mean, Obi-Wan's my favorite Star Wars character, first of all. And second of all, like, my favorite Star Wars villain is Maul, from specifically Sam Witwer's incarnation of him. So it was one of those things where it was this awesome moment, but at the same time, I just remember being like halfway through the episode and it was still, Ezra wandering through the desert.
And this has been a weird season.
But this season, I like how it's weird. The weirdness, I totally embrace.
But that's not what I find weird about it. No, that's not what I meant.
Well, the parts that I love are that I loved, and I hope I'm not repeating myself, because it was fairly recent that I went through and rewatched, so I don't remember if I've had time to dedicate
much.
I
need to rewatch, because I'm like, everything's foggy right now.
Yeah, the episodes that sort of chronicle the connection between the animals, essentially the spirit animals and the Force, that really wander into the more mythological elements of the Force, are some of my favorite parts of the episodes. The wolf, the symbolism of the wolf and Ezra in those final episodes, as the wolf guides him to where he needs to go, that's I love it. I absolutely loved those episodes. So I'm very excited to see them, quote, bring her back. And also, man, as a military guy, kind of cool to see Kanan finally chop off some of that hair.
Yes.
He really does look 10 years younger.
He does. He looks different.
But
it's been a weird season for me, only because, I don't mean the content, but just like you were saying earlier, it just feels so rushed. Like, we got the first part of the season, and it just was like, as soon as it started, it felt like it was over. And now it's like, we're only talking about 3 weeks. Like, it's been this, like, several months of nothing, and then we're just going to get 3 weeks.
Part of me wants to switch. This is more producer's note than actual part of the podcast, but it's worth mentioning. Part of me almost wants to switch. Are you doing Star Trek stuff Monday nights? I'm trying to remember. Is that when the Star Trek stuff?
No,
happens?
We just ended. So we just ended Discovery.
Oh, that's right.
Week.
Discovery just wrapped up, right?
Yep.
So man, I can think of something else that might be worth doing Monday nights now.
So
for the next
you
few
do commentaries
weeks.
Or something.
We should totally. Well, I'm just saying we should just move our recording time to Monday. And what time does it air Monday? I don't even have that in front of me.
I don't know why I'm thinking 9, but I'm not positive.
I remember thinking, oh, that's a little late.
And see, I don't get.
ABC News, exclusive Star Wars Rebels, hints at major turning point for Rebels. This is from, Clayton Sandell. I know that guy. I'm trying to find, man, I'm sure it's right here. We've got Dave Filoni interview. We've got lots of quotes.
It's 9 p.m.
9
p.m.
Okay, perfect. We should just totally do the show Monday evenings and just like do the show at 8 and then watch Rebels and then do a little quick reaction thing on Patreon or something. I think that'd be cool.
That could be cool.
Well, we'll work it. Listen, I'll have my people talk to your people. Wait, you are my people. Wait, I'm confused. Point being, hey, also, speaking of Patreon, that's actually what I want to take a brief time out on the episode to mention Patreon, because right before we recorded today, we did another episode of Rogue Transmissions. By the way, we're up to like over 20 episodes? I'm actually curious. I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah, while you do that, I'm going to look up whatever happened to that Rebels Roundtable show.
Rebels Roundtable show? Which
did
one?
We have a Rebels
Oh,
Roundtable?
Yeah, we did it.
You
it,
don't even remember.
No, I do. I remember that was unfortunately closed down last season, was the last episode. But yes, so on Patreon, at patreon.com/StarWarsReport, you actually already posted 28. We've done 28 Rogue Transmissions episodes.
Wow.
And they are a lot of fun. It's sort of like Star Wars adjacent conversations. So this week, Bruce and I talked about in episode 29, Riley's adventures delivering Postmates in the city of Atlanta.
Yes.
Which was actually quite
fun. He could deliver to your home a Star Wars action figure if you wanted.
It is something feasible to actually do.
We've also talked on previous episodes about Riley's dating life.
Yes, we have.
In quite great detail.
Rather, unfortunately, great detail. A little bit more than I'm comfortable with.
We talked about
In fact,
a
now
lot
I'm reminded,
things.
I'm like, maybe I should go back and delete those things. But like that, Rogue Transmissions, Game of Thrones, Game of Wars, and Solo Talk, we did our Patreon roundtables with the Bothan High Council. Those are those of you who are super generous at the top tier of pledge and join us each month for roundtable discussions. But we post those, and then sometimes I just throw in stuff for fun. In fact, the other one thing I should plug while we're talking about Patreon is the new Patreon Lens feature. And so the Patreon app, which if you are already a supporter of us, first of all, thank you so much. But B, make sure you've got that app downloaded, because it's basically like Instagram stories or Snapchat for Patreon. And if you have the app, it just notifies you, and I can easily post pictures and video. So I've been playing around with that a little bit, too. So if you're a patron, don't miss out on that kind of stuff. So if you want to join the Patreon community and join things like the cool Facebook Messenger chat that we have going, that's every patron at every level. Or you want to join up at one of the higher tiers as well and get something like Rogue Transmissions, or join us for those roundtable discussions. You can do so, and it's super easy. Just patreon.com/StarWarsReport. That's patreon.com/StarWarsReport. And with that, Bruce, we should get back into the episode. You tweeted. I saved this from like 2 weeks ago because... Your tweet made some circles in the Star Wars Twitter sphere.
It did, which rarely happens.
Which has this ever happened to you before?
I think it kind of did once or something. I don't tweet a whole lot, and when I do tweet, it's not all that interesting. So follow me
at Admiral_Rex.
That's right. So yeah, I tweeted a few weeks ago. I had this. I don't know what it was. I heard someone talking somewhere or read somewhere or something about Uncle Owen. And when they said it, something kind of triggered into my mind because, you know, we're in this whole phase of The Last Jedi. And I was like, you know what? I hadn't thought about it. But in a lot of ways, Luke in The Last Jedi is like Owen is in A New Hope. I mean, he's kind of I hate saying Luke is a cranky old man. I even hate saying that about Owen. And I posted this a while ago, so I can't remember.
Yeah, listen, there's
the
one truly cranky man in Star Wars, and that's Kleeg Lars.
and that's where Owen gets it. I thought about the two. I didn't mention that in my tweet, but I say in my tweet, do you realize that Luke in The Last Jedi grew up to be like his father? I'm not talking about Anakin. I'm talking about Owen Lars. I know he's not really his father, but he raised him like, you know.
Yeah.
And I said Owen Lars is a grumpy old man. Disheartened man that raised Luke. Luke's upbringing from Owen has to have some influence on his own outlook and attitudes as an older man.
Now, and then you had the nice little side by side picture too.
That was
looking
like, right?
That's what sweetened the deal there. That's what helped the Twitter virality. But yeah, listen, that thing got hundreds of likes and retweets. And
yeah, the screenshots a few weeks ago, it was 300 likes at that point.
But, nice.
And Pablo Hidalgo was one of the first to actually respond to it.
Ah, well then, look at your, listen, well look at who, sir.
And I forget what he said.
What
because...
does it feel, stop, I'm just going to interview you for a second here.
Uh-oh.
What does it feel like? How did it feel that moment of truth, that moment of as you kind of, you know, everyone's life changes, right? There are these defining moments in our life. And I want to talk to you about yours with Pablo Hidalgo's.
Yes. It totally changed my life. I now have confidence when I walk around.
And I totally understand that.
Like,
well, because, like, before Pablo Hidalgo's Twitter, like, what do you think about it? What can you think about Star Wars? How can you?
I felt like a Star Wars nobody for like all my life.
Why would anyone care about?
And then
your
when
opinions?
Pablo actually acknowledges
Amen.
My tweet,
Amen,
not
brothers.
Just like it, but actually say yes. something to me, I felt like I've made it. I'm actually a real Star Wars fan. And then when he deleted his tweet.
Oh, no.
I thought, I'm back to being nobody again.
No.
No, he did delete it because I told somebody something about he tweeted and then went to look for it and it wasn't there. And someone said he often deletes his tweets.
He always deletes his tweets. His Twitter account actually, this makes you feel slightly better. He literally just deletes everything because he doesn't like people referencing what he tweets.
Yeah.
There's another solution to that, but anyway.
yeah. But no, it's fine. I can't remember what he said, but he referred to the visual dictionary that there was something mentioned in there about Luke. Not exactly what I said, but something about Owen and Luke. Or I don't
Do
know
what
it was. Do you
have a visual dictionary?
Yeah, but it's all the way upstairs.
Never mind. that requires going up a flight of steps. Forget
yeah,
that.
Two flights, actually, yeah.
Oh, good grief. No, then definitely. Well, actually, no, I think that's awesome, man. That actually is a good point. I don't, as I've mentioned here before, I don't really tweet much anymore. Instagram's been more my thing. Yeah, that's...
No, and let me just say, though, about this tweet. I don't think that Rian Johnson or anyone that was involved in The Last Jedi... considered, oh, we should make Luke this way because he was raised by Owen, and Owen was very protective and grumpy old man type thing about it, and so Luke can be the same way. And you know, I don't say that. I'm just saying it's interesting that you could say, you can look at it and say, well, there's like a pattern to the way, you know, like you said, Klieg and then Owen and then Luke, very much of like they want to protect their family and not get involved.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
You know,
definitely.
Owen doesn't want Luke to grow up to be like his father, Anakin, and Luke doesn't want Ben to grow up to be like his grandfather, Anakin, but Ben does get to the dark side and...
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, no. It's just a little interesting.
It all started
thing.
With Klieg, didn't it?
Klieg.
It's all his fault.
Like, you know, when he rolls out, well, he doesn't roll, it's like a hover thing, because Klieg, yours. Hi, nice that. To meet ya. Yeah,
hey,
she's out there.
She's out there picking mushrooms off the mushroom. Listen, I'm not saying that Klieg Larsh is someone who's consumed a lot of mushrooms, but man, he was. It was funny. I almost got a spit take from Bruce.
Yeah, you almost did.
Almost there.
I don't
almost.
Pick the mushrooms. I always have her do it.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to go to something that you mentioned right before the show starts because I want to bring one
Can
more
I be
story.
Can I Klieg Larsh the rest of the show?
It's just in character.
Yeah.
Well, this is what could go wrong. all right. So I'm picking this up from IndieWire. I think you mentioned it from another source. This was just broke, I think, yesterday or today. J.J. Abrams, quote, Star Wars fans who didn't like The Last Jedi are, quote,
Oh, my gosh. You're bringing this up. I closed that because I thought it was terrible.
by what character? This is what happens when I looked at the title, like, oh, wait, I realized how quickly we ran through our first two stories, and I wanted to, and like, well, we have time. Here
do we have
go.
Anything else coming up on the show?
Do we? Well, we got Rogue Transmissions, right?
I don't know. What about that other thing? Aren't you interviewing someone tomorrow? Or?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank
is that
you.
Part of
Thank
this
you.
Episode?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have totally forgotten. I would have had to record the introduction to it. Of course. I was like, wow, this episode's really kind of felt like it went quickly. And I was like, oh, that's right. I have an as we're recording it tonight, we had it scheduled, but I'm going to tomorrow. Which, again, doesn't make any difference to you as you're listening to the podcast. It's coming up next. Coming up next.
Coming up next.
After the break.
Coming up next.
coming up. after they took your mother and... I'm trying to remember Klieg Larsh's quotes, and I'm coming up short. I'm trying to, like, remember, because you really need the quotes to get into character.
Yeah.
Because he had, like, the eulogy. All right, hang on. Let's see what... Klieg Larsh quotes.
Here's what I found on the web for Craig Lawrence quotes.
Forget it. No.
I feel like that's a detour.
So here's
I
the
need.
Guest. We yes, have
special guest coming up next is Mark Von Ohlen from Topps Extraordinaire, specifically Star Wars Authentics, and he's going to talk a little bit about the Star Wars Authentics brand as they've really come into Star Wars fandom and the Star Wars license recently when it comes to the world of autographs, and have thank the maker, thank you. They have finally begun to address the whole the autograph faking. because there are a lot of fake autographs recently, and they have some really cool stuff that I'm sure Mark's going to tell us all about that I can't wait to hear about.
Well, and he's also a big Star Wars fan, so you should ask him about The Last Jedi and stuff. What do you think? He was on Cloud City Casino a couple years ago with me and Michael. Yeah, so there is another Star Wait Wars podcast actually now.
Oh, that's right. There was that's the only other one though. That's the only other one.
And so yeah, he's a great guest and he loves Star Wars.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what's funny is that he was also just out at out in California and doing some stuff with our good friend Stephen Stanton.
Oh yeah.
And James Arnold Taylor, and I'm sure I'll be talking to him, and that's coming up right after this. But before I do, I'm actually going to close out Bruce and I's portion of the program. So I'll go ahead and give our plugs now. Make sure you follow Bruce and his famous Twitter account now, @Admiral_Rex, yes. And then follow me. Forget about my Twitter. I don't care about Twitter. Follow me on Instagram @ The Riley Guy, and like whatever you can on Twitter if you want, just if you want to suffer through that pain and misery, and then of course StarWarsReport@gmail.com. We have a couple emails left in the docket. We're not going to be able to get to them this week, but they'll be coming up soon. So get it in soon as we continue down that train. There's an actual train in it to the Solo film. The Solo train. Get on board the hype train, y'all. I'm trying to think. Oh, let's do a quick Boba's Bounty. It's been too long, so let's finish up the show with that. Bruce, What have you been up to Star Wars-y this week?
Okay, so this week
That wasn't even a complete sentence. Hang on. Bruce,
yes.
What have you been up to in the world of Star Wars this week? That's what I meant to say.
Well, thank you for asking the question. So I recorded recently on the 602 Club. Mm-hmm. Matt Rushing. We can't get through an episode of Star Wars Report without mentioning the name Matt Rushing.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway,
602 Club.
We did a review of the book Legends of Luke Skywalker.
I have that on my bookshelf next to my bed.
Yeah, it came out a few months ago, but we just reviewed it. And of course, it's an interesting conversation. But you know, that book, I did not care for it that much.
You're not the only one.
There's good stories in it. Let me just say this.
It's another one of these collected stories.
It's collected stories, and if you know, I would say there's a few stories in there that you might want to read if you don't want to read the whole book, but definitely there's some in there. I don't remember what they're called right now. I'm not going to get through that.
Yeah,
listen to the 602 Club and you'll know.
Awesome. I'm going to go to, again, always a dangerous proposition because I can't remember the title of the video, but I'm going to go to my YouTube history. Have you ever gone to your YouTube history?
Yes.
It's a very revealing.
It's scary.
Was I really watching doing impressions of characters at Disneyland for the last 3 hours?
I looked the other day. I was like, I was watching a lot of news bloopers.
That is a devastating hole you will never
climb
out of.
You know what I like
to
watch is Fail Army.
Which
is like this show right now.
I'm actually going to play this clip. It's nearly a minute long, but Bruce, I just want to see. I want to get your reaction to it. It's called, and the title of the video is George Lucas Interview Gone Wrong. This sounds interesting. That's exactly what I thought. It's kind of highly visual, so skip past this part of the podcast and then literally put it on YouTube. George Lucas Interview Gone Wrong. Here we go.
But there's also...
I knew it. I was going to say...
Ron Howard ad. Of course.
And
all right.
Well, at least it's Ron Howard.
That is Star Wars related-ish. Okay. All right, so here we go. This is from that famous 60 Minutes interview with George Lucas when he talked about the white slavers. Disney. All right.
The inappropriate Charlie Rose.
You have every honor that a man could have. You've got... almost.
Oscars?
No.
No Oscar.
No Oscars.
The winner is Woody Allen for Annie Hall.
This is flashback.
Thank you for doing this. I know how to make movies. I went to film school. I have a knack for it. I studied it very well. Practiced, and I know what I'm doing.
They cut it to make the most awkward thing ever.
That was a great dad.
That was a great dad. And without further ado, I'm handing it over to Riley in the Future with Mark Von Ullen. We'll see you guys next week. All right, guys, he's on the line right now. It's Mark Von Ullen from Tops. Mark, thanks for coming back on the Star Wars Report podcast.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Riley.
Absolutely. It's always great to talk to you guys and what you guys are up to. And a hearty thank you on behalf of everyone here and then on our network and stuff. You guys sponsored us all through the lead up to The Last Jedi, and man, was that a rocking roller coaster of a trip. And even now, we're in the midst of all the aftermath. What a world we live in with Star Wars.
It is crazy, mostly in a great way. I loved The Last Jedi, and I hope everyone asks me about it, because I loved it so much. It's my favorite. Now, I'm not just saying that to start an online fight.
You just did.
Yep.
That's the way it works, isn't it? No, but it's great to have you guys back on, and I wanted to actually jump straight into what you guys are doing for Star Wars Rebels, because I know, literally, as you're listening to this podcast, it's probably Monday, because that's the day we're going up. So tonight is the return of Star Wars Rebels. I can't wait. My kind of up and down roller coaster ride with Rebels has been well documented on this podcast, because like season two was so incredible, particularly that Twilight of the Apprentice, and then that roller coaster in my Star Wars fans world took a downward trend in season three, and then I just a few weeks ago caught up in season four, and I got totally sucked back in. Absolutely loved it, and I'm ready for the return tonight.
Well, happy Rebels Returns Day, everyone.
Yes.
If you are listening on Monday the 19th, it's exciting for a variety of reasons. Obviously, the show's back. Tops has some cool stuff happening. And just to give you my shortened version on Rebels, I loved season two, Twilight of the Apprentice. For anyone who does follow me knows it's my all-time favorite episode of any Star Wars animation.
Amen.
Riley and I are in complete agreement on that.
Amen, brother. Amen.
The only thing that I will say is I thought season three had the best standout episode outside of Twilight, which was Secret Cargo. I am a Mon Mothma fanatic, which is a weird character to be obsessed with. But
I've
got to
say that is a first. I don't know that I've heard that with Mon Mothma before.
She's my silver medal winner. Ahsoka is my all-time favorite character, and Mon Mothma's in the second spot. And it's because if you think about her as a pacifist having to lead a war, it's such a weird place to be in. And she's kind of like someone who subscribes to the Jedi principles while not actually being a Jedi. She's like, you know, you fight back, but you don't become the oppressor. You know, fight back with just the level of intensity that you need to survive and escape and ward off the people who are trying to hurt you, but don't become those oppressors. So she has a very strong moral compass, and you have to appreciate that in a time of war and chaos.
You know, I'd never really stopped and considered that as much, because that's so true. And it's I vaguely remember that episode, but that's the other thing, is that Mon Mothma's gotten a lot more of her due in recent years with Rebels and then Rogue One. It's been a Mon Mothma party. Basically.
I love Caroline Blackenston, the original actress who played her in Return of the Jedi, and we have her sign autographs for us all the time. But I especially love Genevieve. She has been fantastic in the role, both on screen in Rogue One and then in Rebels. We've actually had her sign in both capacities. We've done the animated version of her, and she was in all of our Rogue One sets. And in fact, we also had Kath Soucie, who played her in Clone Wars, sign as Mon Mothma. So we've had all three of the ladies who brought Mon Mothma to life. And that is 100% me, by the way. I know that's like a little bit of a deep cut for some people tuning in. But Kath is great as well. She's a legendary voice actress, so we were just thrilled to have her.
That's awesome. Well, you just reminded me. I totally forgot about this, and I'm desperately combing through my files of audio. I don't think I'm going to be able to pull it up live here. Maybe it's probably the kind of thing I'm going to play in once I can actually sit down and produce the episode after we were finished recording. But let me tell you, Mark, the first, I'm trying to think of the radio phrase, the first station ID is what they call it in like talk radio, that I ever got from a Star Wars actor was Carolyn Blakiston. Because
no.
I kid you not, this goes way back. But the first Star Wars celebration I ever went to was Celebration 5 in Orlando. And I hadn't even started podcasting, but I had in the back of my mind, I'd been thinking about doing this little tiny project, maybe dabble, do like a monthly show and call it the Bothan Report. I thought I was very clever, they're Bothans, they're spies, we'll talk about the news. And of course, many years later, and understanding SEO a lot better later, I just stuck with, the straightforward Star Wars Report title. But early on, that was right when I was starting to launch what would become like 12 episodes of just a trial. The proto Star Wars Report was this little podcast I did in my senior year of high school. And there at Celebration, my friend William Devereaux said, "Come on, man! I got a little recording, a little cheap digital recorder with him." He's like, "Go talk to her. There's no one at the booth, and I bet you she'll do like a little recording for it." And so to this day, I have this audio of what is now the tagline of the show. Hi, my name is Caleb Blakiston, and you're listening to the Bothan Report.
Many Bothans died to bring you this podcast,
and that's where it started.
I had no idea that was the case. That's amazing.
I'm so regretting I don't have the audio to play for you right now, Mark. But yeah, that was early days. I get so passionate about my Star Wars fandom just because of how much it's come from the world of podcasting. I just, the fact that, like, they just did the, like, a Rebel screening out in L.A., and you mentioned a friend of ours, Jenna Marie Macias, she actually interviewed Dave Filoni there, and she has her own Rebels podcast. It's just amazing that the podcast community has exploded, and that's just become, my circle of fandom, I guess.
She is a big deal. So I refer to her as Big Deal.
Nice.
And it is awesome that she got to moderate that panel. We got to do some Jedi training earlier in the year, the two of us together, and that was a lot of fun. She's a blast. For anyone who doesn't know, it's the Wookiee. Is it the Wookiee Gunner?
Yes.
We'll get it right in the notes. But the Wookiee Gunner, and she'll be tracking the Rebels finale week by week, I'm sure. So it's going to be good content.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, no, actually, what's funny, if you type the Wookiee, Google auto-completes the Gunner. That's, yeah, the Wookiee Gunner with two E's, everybody. Remember the two E's. But, all right, well, speaking of Rebels, what's Tops up to? Because I know you guys have some special stuff to commemorate this single-tier final part of the final season.
Yeah, I'm heartbroken and traumatized, but, that's not going to stop us pressing forward. We've got a really exciting deal happening on StarWarsAuthentics.com. So for anyone who's not familiar, Topps has had the trading card license for 40 years. So you probably know about our trading cards. We do several sets a year. But we just picked up a new license about a little over a year ago. And if you're at Celebration, you experienced quite a bit of it with autographing. So we have official photos and we have autographs from the cast available for sale on StarWarsAuthentics.com. We ship worldwide. And we've got autographs from people all across the saga. And with the return of Rebels, we wanted to do something special to commemorate it. So we have a discount, 25% off all Star Wars Rebels autographs. So that would include Freddie Prinze Jr., Sarah Michelle Gellar. We're even throwing in Forrest Whitaker and Billy Dee Williams and Ian McDiarmid, even though we don't have Rebels versions of them in our autograph photos quite yet. They're in the deal. And then the official photo side, we added a bunch of new Star Wars Rebels photos. Those are all 30% off. So it's a nice, exciting time if you're catching up on Rebels and you want to get something to commemorate the end of the series. That discount's going to run all week. And then, of course, this is a nice tight window. The show is over on the 6th already.
I know.
We're going to have something new to announce on the 6th very, very soon. So I'll update you via email/Twitter on what exactly that will be. But you'll definitely want to keep an eye on what we're doing on that day.
Oh, that's the other thing, is that I actually like it, but it's a very condensed release window we have. It's basically three more episodes.
Yeah, it's kind of like a binge watch. It's kind of ridiculous.
Which I'm a fan of, by the way. Because I've always found that when I'm binge watching a show, I enjoy it way more than watching it week to week. It's weird. Like, all the shows I remember, like, going back and catching up on Game of Thrones or watching, like, all four seasons of Battlestar Galactica. That's always been the case. So I really like this shortened airtime, but that's awesome. And well, and it's easy to find. It's StarWarsAuthentics.com, keyword being authentic, because it's actually real. I don't know if you know this. I say this like you guys didn't literally, this isn't the central part of the brand, but as Mark Hamill has tweeted on multiple occasions, turns out sometimes people fake those things. So
that's right. So that's really our whole point of differentiation, is we're helping to wipe out fraud in the marketplace by proving the autographs are authentic. So if you go to the website, we actually explain it pretty thoroughly on what we do. It's a partnership with Major League Baseball. You know, Topps has had the baseball license for a very long time, and they have an arm of their company called Authenticators, Inc. So in terms of the autograph photos, we'll go out to signings, and I've done several already. I went to see Felicity Jones, and I met John Boyega, and we were there. We get the autograph signed, and someone is witnessing it from Authenticators, Inc. There's someone with a background in law enforcement, and as they're, you know, they're very good at handling evidence. That's the reason for that particular background. And then they apply a hologram onto the photo after it's been signed. So, you know, that's been witnessed, and it'll tell you who signed it, when it was signed, and even who the authenticator is in that information as well. So, the hologram has a serial number. You'll type it in on the website, and it'll give you all that info, and you can prove then that your autograph is authentic. You don't have to worry about it being faked or anything like that. So we're very excited that we can bring that to the marketplace and help eliminating the fraud that's out there.
That's amazing, because it was really kind of, I remember like the early convention days, it's just the wild, wild west. The only way you would really like know an autograph was authentic is if you literally went to the convention and got it signed yourself. So that's awesome, man.
Right. And we're trying to help, you know, bring back some confidence into the direct consumer purchasing market, because not everyone can go out to the conventions. If you're in a city where they're not visiting, if you're in, say, a third tier city, not even a second tier city, how many shows are really rolling through? And, you know, is someone like a Mark Hamill gonna come through? You know, you'd have to be at a New York Comic Con or something like that. Whereas with, you know, we have Felicity Jones and John Boyega and Daisy Ridley and Adam Driver, all these great people are up on the website. Many of them don't even do the convention circuit. So this is your chance to get that 8x10 or 11x14. Or even a 16x20 if you have enough wall space.
Nice.
We do them signed and framed or unframed, and we've got a variety of ink colors, and of course we've got photos from all the different movies and the animated shows.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Well, and because it's great if you can get out to the events, but again, this is the perfect alternative if you need to. And well, although speaking of, what kind of events is Topps going to be at? Because I know we've met you guys at the last couple of New York Comic Cons, and it's always great to see the Topps booth. So what if people actually want to come and see you guys in person, where are you going to be this year?
Yeah, we are pros at cons at this point. We tend to do a lot of shows now. We expect that we'll be at San Diego Comic Con again. As you guys know, that's really driven by Lucasfilm.
Bucket list. Bucket list, man. I'm going to make it out there one of these days.
So you're absolutely invited to come by and hang out at the booth. It's a good time. You know, we're in the we will be in the Lucasfilm Pavilion. We were last year. We expect we will be again. And it all depends on what their designs are. But last year we were promoting our Star Wars Card Trader app, which I know you're a big fan of.
Nice.
And we've got the trading card business, and now we have Authentics. So we don't know what we're doing yet. You know, it's July, so it's a little bit of ways. And then we've got New York Comic Con, which is in our home base.
Yes.
So that one, you walk down the street and you're there. We always have a big booth. Last year we had a huge booth. It was like 20x40. We had the scavenger hunt with Sphero. We had two different actors from Star Wars come to the booth. We had Jerome Blake from the prequels, Philip Anthony Rodriguez from Star Wars Rebels, signing, giving away autographs. We were like, you know, come learn about Authentics. Here's a free autograph. Come to the booth, hang out. That was a lot of fun. And we even were promoting our other brands as well, like Garbage Pail Kids and The Walking Dead. So New York is always a lot of fun. I don't know what other conventions would be on the docket as of right now, but those two for sure.
Definitely. Well, and if you're wanting to follow along with what Topps is up to, the best place is just at Topps, right?
Yeah, our Twitter handle at Topps really has the latest news. And the Facebook page is just simply Topps. That's easy. And then if you specifically want the Star Wars news, we're still updating our Topps Star Wars Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Topps Star Wars. And we're starting to put up our Star Wars Authentics announcements on there.
So you probably saw
this week... We added some new items to the site. So James Earl Taylor, who plays Obi-Wan Kenobi in the
Love
Clone Wars,
that guy.
Also plays Plo Koon. He's the best. He's a fantastic voice actor. Awesome to work with. I got to actually go out to L.A. and do the signing myself, which was a dream. He has a bunch of new autographs up on the Authentic site. And then right after that, I met with Steven Stanton, who plays 1,000 voices across all of Star Wars. Everything from Rogue One to Clone Wars to Star Wars Rebels, including Tarkin and Obi-Wan. He's got some really heavy hitting characters. So his autographs just went up as well. So you'll find information like that, like new items that are coming up on our Facebook page.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. That's great. Two great guys, by the way. I couldn't, if for no other reason, you should be buying the autographs just to support those two guys. Because, and Steven's been a long time supporter and friend of the show. And he's just a great guy. I love Steven and their whole crew. They've been really good to us for many years. But yeah, man, awesome. Well, I really appreciate you swinging by and letting us know what Tops is up to, and celebrating Star Wars Rebels with us. I can't wait. I'm actually there's a constant battle of now that Bruce and I literally live about 10 miles from each other. I'm constantly like, oh, let's get together and record in person. Oh, let's. All right, we're going to do a Star Wars Rebels watch parties. So for right now, it's just now I can say it since Bruce isn't on and can't defend himself. And I'm like, now I'm just going to constantly pressure him to put together Star Wars Rebels parties in his home theater and just invite all the Star Wars people in Atlanta to crash at his house, much to the chagrin of his wife. who's constantly I'm just making Star Wars stuff happen at their house, but I can't wait. I'm pretty sure I'm planting the seeds to do some Rebels watch parties, so I can't wait, man. And Mark, seriously, anything else that Star Wars fans should be aware of, or any parting thoughts before we roll out for this episode?
So check out StarWarsAuthentics.com. We've got official photos and autographs from members from across the entire saga. New items that just went up from James Arnold Taylor and Steven Stanton. And, of course, a new deal celebrating the return of Rebels starting on Monday, the 19th of February.
Awesome, man. And, yeah, we will link that. It's super easy. Star Wars Authentics, that's AuthenticsPlural.com. And we'll have the links to that in the show notes as well. But thanks, man.
Great talking to you, Riley. I'll see you soon.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm cutting this in at the end. Thank you for riding Star Tours. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Your mother said goodbye as sand crawlers. Why can't I think of a Klee Glars quote?
I don't know. It's hard to.
All right.
But she's been gone a month. There's little hope she's lasted this long.
Where are you going?
To find my mother. Your mother's dead, son.